We're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now from Northfield Public Broadcasting, their executive director, Sam Temple. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I love your attire today.
Thank you. Yes, I've got my twins windbreaker on because, you know, fitting for the weather and the season.
And the season. The twins have been red hot to start the season, to say the least. So I think we can all hop on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the St. Paul Saints, too. And that's we can just make that segue right now
into
the Saints. That
was beautifully done.
Thank
you're a real pro. but the we've got the St. Paul Saints back on NPB starting this weekend. The first game that they wanted to do was originally going to be this Tuesday. There were some weather delays and things like that with the broadcast, so we expect that the first game will be on Saturday. Once again, we're grateful to the Community Television Network and all the people that make that possible so that community television stations across Minnesota can air the St. Paul Saints.
Yeah.
So we encourage folks to tune in to Channel 180 and check out the Saints when we've got them there.
And it has added meaning now that they've, one, moved up to the AAA level, and number two, of course, they're with the Twins.
So that's right.
There'll be a lot of familiar names, and if you watch that, pretty soon you'll be watching the Twins, and there'll be those same familiar names brought up to the big leagues.
Absolutely, and not to mention, you know, rehabbing pros and stuff. I know they had Buxton for a good long while last season. So
and repeatedly, too.
Absolutely. So you can check all that out with the St. Paul Saints, and they always put on a good show. It's a very community-minded organization, and we're very happy to have them on Northwood Public Broadcasting.
And it looks like that's going to continue on with the new ownership.
Yes.
Continue those traditions. So you've got that going on. What else is happening at Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB?
Yeah, well, folks will remember end of March was the State of the City event. So a lot of our efforts were based around that. And now we are releasing kind of extended versions of some of the videos that were shared at that event. Mm-hmm. So at that event, they share they celebrate award winners, whether it's a Living Treasure Award, Ethical Leadership Award, Board and Commission Excellence, Employee Excellence, the Mayor for a Day Award. We had sort of truncated versions of some of those award videos. But now after the fact, if folks had more to say, if the nominators wanted to, you know, tell a personal story about the person they nominated, or the winners wanted to, I guess, share more of their story, we gave them the opportunity to do that, and now we're releasing those award videos as their own independent programs, kind of outside the time constraints of being part of the larger State of the City event. So we've released two of those so far. We released the Mayor for a Day essays in full online, so you can see the kiddos who wrote some really wonderful essays delivering their essays, and we have released the Employee Excellence video. So Michaela Schmidt was the 2022 winner of that award. So you can understand a little bit more about what the city planner does for the city of Northfield, and get a chance to see what, you know, how it all gets done.
And those were all available on the websites?
Yeah, absolutely. So those are available both on the Northfield Public Broadcasting streaming site, that is npb.ci.northfield.mn.us, or if you just go to the City of Northfield website, it's right there on the homepage as well. And you can also catch those on the City of Northfield YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, on your Charter Spectrum channels 180 and 187.
All right. Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting is with us. Let's move on. April is going to be a busy month. Is there anything in particular that you'll be working on?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Northfield always has a lot going on. They always have a lot of events, whether it's author talks at the library, music performances. Soon we're going to have those concerts in the park again. There's always lots and lots going on. So we're excited to cover as much as we can for Northfield Public Broadcasting so that folks who couldn't make it to those events can experience them in some form, or so folks can relive those events and have them documented for years to come. One such event had the opportunity last week to film the Troubadours, which was a local music group who did just some delightful kind of barbershop and choir songs, and they just were so much fun to film. And that was part of a special grant they got, really to do a virtual concert, so that they can share it with folks who might be in facilities that can't have a large number of guests, assisted living facilities, things like that. And also, added benefit, we get it on Northfield Public Broadcasting. So we're really excited to have that. We'll probably have that in that out in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I just like the idea of documentation.
Yeah.
The events and stuff that go on, I still every now and then will run across the video that was shot of KYMN in 1988.
Yeah.
Which was, I'd been here probably about a year at that time, so quite a bit younger at that point, and it's good, it's just neat for future generations to see what life was really like in Northfield in early portions of the 21st century or the 20th century.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that it doesn't have to just be, NPB staff that's going out and doing it. Everyone really has the ability to some extent to capture what life is like, to capture local events, to capture really what Northfield is like from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you've got your phone out and you're filming yourself playing a song, or you're thinking, wow, it's just a beautiful day in Bridge Square, I want to capture this. Any little thing like that, it doesn't have to be a big production. NPB really can be a community forum for folks. So if you have any videos like that, whether you're part of an organization that is documenting an event, or you're just on your lonesome and you want to use video as a means of self-expression, even if video is just pulling out your cell phone and capturing something that's nice to you, you can submit that to Northfield Public Broadcasting. All of that information is on our website. It is a public platform, and we hope people can use it to really make NPB a reflection of the whole community.
Absolutely. And folks, check out that website. Mm-hmm. You can search for Northfield Public Broadcasting. It goes right there. Easy to find and upload your video.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Anything else, Sam?
Oh, we'll have plenty going on as we get into the summer months, because that's when we start getting busy. You'll see the cameras out on the weekends a lot more once we have more going on.
Yeah, it might start this weekend. 60 plus degrees both Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Spring will arrive.
Me too.
All right, Sam, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Got an update from Rich coming up.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. It's time to get outdoors. Ice fishing, skiing, snowmobiling. But this year, end the foggy glasses and dried out contacts. Give yourself the gift of LASIK. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, all laser, all wavefront LASIK, all the time.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy.